This is Fresh Air. Two rock groups that were popular in the 70s are together again, recording and performing, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and Little Feat. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of their new albums. This is the current sound of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Men who were fighting for all of our lives are now fighting for children, for homes and for wives, fighting for the memory of all who fell before. But the soldiers of peace just can't kill anymore.
Rock and roll reunions are generally bad news insofar as they attempt to stir up an empty nostalgia, to trade on the past without offering anything new. To a certain extent, it's a no-win situation. If you don't make the same kind of music that first brought you acclaim, your old audience feels betrayed. If you labor steadfastly to reproduce your old sound, you'll just get jumped. The critics will say you're a dusty fossil, and the diehard fans will say, "Why should I buy your new product when I can get your great old stuff on CD?" This is the story of two comeback attempts. Little Feat, a highly acclaimed Los Angeles cult band, has made a solid new album that has already failed in the marketplace. The other is by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, who've made a pretty dreadful new album that shows every sign of turning into a hit. There's no justice in the world. American Dream is only the third studio album that David Crosby, Stephen Stills, Graham Nash, and Neil Young have recorded together, and an enormous amount of goodwill still exists for the group's first and most famous effort, 1970's Deja Vu. In 1988, none of their careers is in particularly good shape, and there's an air of desperation about American Dream. Those familiar, reedy harmonies sound rather forced, and the title song, which reaches for a grand pronouncement about the state of our nation, is almost breathtakingly cynical.
Don't know where things went wrong. Might have been when you were young and strong. Don't know where things went wrong. Might have been when you were young and strong.
Like a pack of hounds, speculating what they might find out.
It don't matter now.
You're all washed up.
Don't know where things went wrong. Might have been when you were young and strong.
David Crosby recently released a brave, interesting autobiography called Long Time Gone, in which he admitted with a curious mixture of shame and pride that he recorded every second of his most famous music under the influence of one drug or another. But good intentions have not yielded good art. Now a testifying teetotaler, Crosby has written some of the worst music of his career for American Dream. His voice is in very good shape, though. It's just that he's using it to sing hippie banalities like this, Nighttime for the Generals.
Nighttime for the Generals.
In attempting their comeback, Little Feat was in a considerably more awkward position than Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young were. After all, even when David Crosby was stoned, at least he was still alive. By contrast, Lowell George, the guiding intelligence behind Little Feat, died in 1979. Up till then, Little Feat had earned a solid cult following and a lot of respect from their peers for their novel mixture of rock, soul, blues, and whatever pop style happened to catch Lowell George's fancy. This new Little Feat album, Let It Roll, replaces Lowell George's growly lead vocals with the softer, more mannerly ones of Craig Fuller, who used to be in Pure Prairie League. But other than that, Little Feat is pretty much intact. On a new song like Hate to Lose Your Lovin', it sounds to me like Little Feat has managed to recapture their old sound with fresh energy.
Hate to lose your lovin', don't you know?
Throughout most of this album, Little Feat manages a tricky balance. They've rooted a lot of their new music in their old, familiar style. They're not disowning their past. But at the same time, they're moving on, staking out new territory. For example, the old Little Feat, prone to cheerful discursiveness, would never have recorded as tight and precise a pop song as this one, One Clear Moment. Little Feat's comeback had the odds stacked against it. Where Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young were superstars, Little Feat had a comparatively small following to rouse up again. But the best music on Let It Roll is as good as rock and roll reunions get.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. That's Little Feat on Fresh Air.